Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Wednesday, February 26th. Trade was mixed on Tuesday following Monday's big drop with not a lot of bullish news out there. Here's Standard Grain's Joe Vaklavic.
First notice day for March grain futures is Friday. So if you have a basis contract versus March, and there's a lot of them out there because basis has been very good, they're going to need to be priced or rolled by the close of business Thursday at the very latest, some of them before that. A lot of instances, we see major lows in the corn market or spike lows in the corn market occur around these delivery periods. You know, you've got a whole bunch of farmers that are forced to price corn, and a lot of them will roll it too, but I think there will be a lot priced because there is a need for cash. And a lot of times you'll see spike lows around these delivery periods. And this is setting up for that sort of thing. I'm not saying that that's what happens, but it's a nice setup for that scenario to play out.
In closing markets, Chicago March wheat futures yesterday closed up 2.5 cents to 5.39. Kansas City hard red winter wheat also up 2.5 cents to 4.55. March corn closed up just a quarter cent to 3.72.5. Mostly the same in Portland for wheat prices. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein still 6.15 to 6.18. Club wheat of ordinary protein still 6.15 to 7.93. Live cattle futures with another tough day, down $2.30 on the April board to $112.95. March feeder cattle also ugly, down $3.05 to $132.97.5. Class 3 milk yesterday down 9 cents to $16.53. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.